在我们这个礼拜的读经里面有包括罗马书的最后一部分。
In our weekly Bible reading, we read about the last part of the book of Romans.
那在罗马书的最后一部分呢，圣经在提到保罗的一句话。
In the last few chapters of Romans, this is one the phrase that Paul said.
罗马书的十五章。
In Romans chapter 15.
罗马书的十五章。
Romans 15.
二十节。
Verse 20.Verse 20, and so I have made it my own aim to preach the gospel, not where Christ was named, lest I should build on another man's foundation.
19节,
also verse 19, ye mighty signs and wonders by the power of the Spirit of God, so that Jerusalem and round about Elessarim, that I have fully preached the gospel of Christ.
这个十九节保罗在提到他传福音从耶路撒冷到处传，他有三次宣道旅程。
In verse 19, Paul talked about his three missionary trips from Jerusalem and around Jerusalem.
但是到二十节说保罗有一个志向。
But in verse 20, Paul talked about that he has an aim.
有英文叫做 aim 就目标，或者说 ambition 或者说他的一个心志。
Or his aim may also be interpreted as his ambition or his wish.
说他立志不在基督的名最传过的地方去传。
He was determined not to preach where the name of Christ has been spread.
所以我们可以看到保罗的一生只有一个目标，就是要把这个福音传给别人，跟人来分享神的恩典。
So Paul's only goal in his life was to spread the gospel and to share this wonderful message.
首先我们来想为什么保罗这么热心。
So if we can first think about why was Paul so fervent.
那第二个我们再来想保罗这个心志对我们来讲什么意义。
And then secondly, we think about how does Paul's ambition applies to us today?
首先在罗马书的第十章里面。
First, if we turn to Romans chapter 10.
我们看罗马书的第十章。
Romans 10.
第一节。
Verse 1. 请读。Verse 1, brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they may be saved.
第二节。
Verse 2, for I bear them witness that they have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge.
第三节。
Verse 3, for they have been ignorant of God's righteousness and seeking to establish their own righteousness,
第四节。
Have not submitted to the righteousness of God. Verse 4, for Christ is...the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes.
这里首先保罗提到犹太人他们向神有热心但不是按真知识。
Here Paul talked about how the Jews they have zeal for God but not according to knowledge.
这个热心但是不是按真知识就好像一个马力很大的车子但是方向盘有问题。
Someone with the zeal but lacking in knowledge, it is like a high performance car that has problems in its steering system.
那可能永远达不到目标。
And perhaps this car will never reach its destination.
那这个真知识是什么？
So what is true knowledge?
第三节就提到有两种义。
First, we talked about two types of righteousness.
神是义的，因为神没有罪，圣洁。
God is righteous and holy.
那人要靠近神，最大的障碍就是人不义，人很多罪。
The greatest obstacle for us to draw near to God is because of our sin and unrighteousness.
那个不义的标准是什么？
So what is that standard for righteousness?
那个不义的标准不是社会的文化。
This standard for unrighteousness, it is not the culture of the world.
也不是人自己定的规条。
These are not man-made rules.
也不是国家的法律。
It is not the laws of a nation.
那个不义的标准就是神的话。
The standard that determines what is unrighteous, it is by the word of God.
就是神本身。
It is God himself.
所以人要靠近那个圣洁的神，最大的阻碍就是我们的不义。
For us to draw near to that holy God, the greatest obstacle is our own unrighteousness.
那要怎么让我们有义？
So how can we attain righteousness?
那我们就能够亲近神。
So that we can draw close to God.
这是所谓真知识的一个最具体的表现。
And so this is the practical manifestation of true righteousness.
那第三节就要两种的义。
True knowledge. In verse 3, talked about two types of righteousness.
一个叫做自己的义。
The first is our own righteousness.
那另外一个叫做神的义。
And the second is God's righteousness.
什么是自己的义？
What does it mean by our own righteousness?
就是守律法。
It is the result of observing the law.
在旧约圣经里面，神有告诉以色列百姓，如果你遵守我的律法，你就可以做我的子民。
In the Old Testament time, God told his people that if you obey my laws, then you are my people.
这个叫做自己的义。
So this is what is termed our own righteousness.
但是人要靠守律法是没有办法变义人。
But it's impossible for us to become righteous by keeping the law.
我们可以看第九章三十一节。
So in chapter 9, verse 31, here it said, By Israel, pursuing the law of righteousness has not attained to the law of righteousness.
所以犹太人很追求律法的义。
Even though they seek the law of righteousness,
但是得不到律法的义。
But yet they have not attained it.
为什么？
So why is that?
律法本来是好的，没有一条是不好的。
The laws were meant for the good.
但是关系是人做不到。
But yet, if it is not attainable,
所以人做不到就变成定罪的标准。
So if we cannot keep every one of the laws, then we are condemned by the law.
所以在罗马书的开始，一讲到救恩之前，先讲外邦人有罪。
So in Book of Romans, before talking about salvation, he talked about how the Gentiles have all sinned.
然后再讲犹太人也有罪，犹太人好不了多少。
And then Paul talked about how the Jews also have sinned.
接下去说，全世界上人都有罪。
And it follows that all men were condemned by sin.
所以人才需要救恩。
So that is why we need salvation.
那为什么很多人觉得我不需要救恩？
Why is it that some feel that we don't need salvation?
因为他觉得我没有罪，我为什么要救恩？
Because they feel they are without sin. There's no need for them to receive salvation.
但是神的律法进到我们里面，罪就很清楚。
But when the law of God comes into our hearts, then we are very conscious of our sins.
所以律法是好的，但是人做不到。
So the law is good, but yet as man we cannot attain it.
那现在怎么办？
So what shall we do?
我们看三十节，第九章三十节。
Let's read chapter 9, verse 30. What shall we say then, that Gentiles who did not pursue righteousness have attained to righteousness, even the righteousness of faith?
这个外邦人呢，就是非犹太人，我们就是外邦人。
The Gentiles, that is the non-Jews, including us today.
我们怎么知道旧约摩西律法是什么？
How do we know about the laws of Moses?
我们什么也不知道。
We know not.
根本就没有在追求那个义。
We have not pursued this righteousness.
结果我们在神面前反变成义人。
But even though we did not pursue, but yet we have become righteous in the eyes of God.
那这是为什么？
And how is that possible?
所以第三十节最后说，因为信而得的义。
Verse 30 talked about righteousness by faith.
就是因为信耶稣。
It is by believing in Jesus.
他为我们赦罪，流血赦罪。
To believe that he died for our sins.
他是我们的救主。
To believe that he is our savior.
那信再加上洗礼，我们的罪就被他的宝血遮盖，就被称义。
By faith, through baptism, our sins are covered by his blood.
所以保罗没有信主以前，其实他已经很热心了。
Before Paul was converted, he was very zealous.
所以在腓立比书里面说，就热心来说，我是逼迫基督徒的。
So in the book of Philippians, he says that in regards to fervency or zealousness, I was a persecutor of Christians.
因为他觉得主耶稣传的道理这个是要消灭犹太教。
For he feel that the gospel preached by Jesus was to extinguish Judaism.
所以他为着维护犹太教很热心，到处逼迫基督徒。
So to protect Judaism, he persecuted Christians.
那信耶稣以后
，But yet after his conversion,
他才知道耶稣带来给我们恩典。
He realized that through Jesus we have attained grace.
犹太人那个热心呢，做不到的，你现在只要信耶稣受洗就有了。
The things that were unattainable through Judaism is possible through Jesus.
所以他知道这个神这么大的恩典。
So he realized the wonderful grace of God.
他变得很热心了。
He became very zealous.
一直要把福音传给别人。
To preach the gospel to others.
也希望他们也能够来接受，因为信耶稣而有的义。
Hoping that they may also receive the righteousness through faith.
使他们也能够来享受神国里面丰盛的恩典。
So that others may also enjoy the grace and blessings in the kingdom of God.
所以为什么保罗信耶稣这么热心？
So why was Paul so zealous?
因为他现在有真知识。
Because now he has true knowledge.
知道因信可以称义。
He knows that by faith he can be justified.
虽然人软弱。
Even though we are weak.
但是人还是可以站在神面前。
But yet we can stand before God.
因为我们是凭着恩典。
Because we stand by grace.
被神称义。
We've been justified by God.
这是为什么说保罗他一生这么的热心。
So that is why Paul was so zealous throughout his life.
他知道福音非常重要。
He realized the importance of the gospel.
他希望犹太人、外邦人都能够来得到这个福音。
He hoped that both the Jews and the Gentiles can all receive the gospel.
所以有时候我们看到一个人生病。
So when we see someone who is sick.
好多人就传告诉他这个秘方、那个秘方。
And many would tell him about all these secret medicinal help that they can get.
那这个医生、那个医生、这个药、那个药。
Or to recommend this doctor, or recommend them to take this particular medicine.
这个都是出于好意啊。
So all these are out of good intentions.
但是人有一个没有办法医的病。
But there is an illness that man cannot cure.
就是人的罪。
That is our sin.
那怎么办？
So what should we do?
你看很多的宗教家都很热忱。
And many of the theologians, they're all very zealous.
这个宗教、那个宗教都是要告诉我们怎么解决罪。
Religion is meant for us to resolve our sins.
到最后，解决罪最好的方法就是靠神的恩典。
So the best way to take care of our sins is by the grace of God.
不是靠人本身什么功德守律法来的。
It is not by our own works of righteousness or obeying the law.
也不是靠着禁欲主义。
It is not also by restricting our own, causing our own body pain,
躲到山上去,
or by avoiding the society,
脱离这个世界,
and to escape from society.
这些都是外表的。
And so all these are only superficial.
因为罪蠢蠢欲动是在心里面的。
For sin works in our heart.
这个不是你外表改变什么衣服头发剃掉这样就可以解决的。
This is something that cannot be resolved by changing our appearance.
这也不是说你一生不吃什么吃什么就可以解决的。
And this is not attainable by abstaining from eating certain types of food.
里面那股力量只有靠神的恩典才能解决。
The inner power can only be resolved by the power of God.
信耶稣受洗就成义。
By believing Jesus and baptism, then we can be justified.
所以保罗的热心呢，就是从他的真知识来的。
Paul's zealousness came from his knowledge.
第二个
，second
啊，保罗的热心是他对神的爱的感受来的。
Paul's zeal is a reflection of his love for God.
我们看罗马书十二章。
Let's turn to Romans 12.
罗马书十二章的第一节。
Romans chapter 12, verse 1. Verse 1, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service.
这个罗马书可以分两部分。
Romans can be divided into two parts.
第一部分是一章到十一章。
Chapters 1 through 11.
第二部分是十二章到十六章。
And a second part from chapters 12 through 16.
有时候我们听会人讲，有时候我们听人讲说，哎，这个讲道都在讲理论了。这个不太实际。
And sometimes we can hear people say that these sermons are very theoretical.
但是我们也听人讲，讲道都在讲生活，这个太浅了。
And but others would say that this sermon is only talking about our own lives, it's too shallow.
那到底要讲什么？
So what should we do?
如果我们看保罗的书信里面，
So if we look at the letters of Paul,
罗马书第一章到十一章是理论。
Romans chapters 1 through 11, it is the theory.
因信称义。
To be justified by faith.
罗马书12章到16章是生活的改变。
Romans chapter 12 and onwards talked about changes in our lives.
那这个生活的改变是基于我们从神领受的恩典。
These changes are a result of the grace that we receive from God.
就是第一章到十一章。
And this is what is described in the first 11 chapters.
这个不只是罗马书这样写。
So not only in the book of Romans,
你看哥罗西书、以弗所书全部都是这样写的。
Look at Colossians, Ephesians, they're all the same.
所以一个人如果道理懂得不深入，
If we do not have a firm understanding of the teachings,
只是一种外在行为上的改变，
And if we have changes in our appearance or our lives,
有时候这个没有办法持久了。
And so sometimes it will not be able to sustain.
因为他对理论了解不够。
Because of our lack of knowledge or understanding of the basic theory.
就是他信仰的那个思想的根基不够深。
That is the foundation of our faith is not well rooted.
而有时候我们看非洲人很容易信。
So if we look at those members in Africa, they believe very easily.
所以我们过去看到几百个人受洗。
So in the past, we've seen hundreds of people baptized at once.
不过这都是好消息啊。
And these are good news.
但是另外一方面就是很容易走。
But on the other hand, they very easily become lost.
因为他道理不是了解很深。
Because they do not have a firm foundation of faith.
是很容易流失。
So it is very easy for them to be lost.
那再来，我们就是不容易信。
And there are some that
我们现在在这里不容易信。
Here, we find that some people are very difficult for them to believe.
因为每个人都有他的想法。
Because they have their own thoughts and ideas.
但是如果有一天我们对这个信仰的原理明白了，想通了。
So if one day we have a firm understanding of the basic knowledge of the gospel.
好像保罗想通了。
Just like Paul, when he fully understands this.
我过去一辈这么热心的，什么都没有成就。
In the past, he was so zealous, but he attained nothing.
那现在只要信耶稣，全部都有了。
But today, by believing Jesus, he has gained everything.
这是一条捷径。
So this is the only way.
很有功效的捷径。
So this is a form of cleansing.
所以他就了解这个道理，他一生持守这个道理。
So by walking this way, he can persist throughout his life.
所以罗马书十二章以后，这种生活的改变是基于他对神的爱的了解。
So the transformation that Paul has made, it is a result of his understanding and knowledge.
那这个神的爱我们从生活中可以体验得到。
So we can experience God's love in our daily lives.
生命你生病祷告得医治。
If we are sick, we pray and God heals us.
没有职业祷告得到职业。
If we can't find a job, God help us find a job.
但是神的爱有时候要从理性来了解。
But the love of God, sometimes we need to understand it from our heart and from our rationale.
就是属灵的智慧悟性上去了解神怎么救我们。
That is to understand from a spiritual perspective how God saves us.
那这个救赎带给我们有什么不一样？
And what difference the salvation has made in our lives?
如果我们真的了解，我们信仰根基会很稳固。
So if we truly understand this, our foundation will be very secure.
所以十二章的第一节，
In chapter 12, verse 1, here says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service.
这个十二章第一节说，我以神的慈悲劝你们。
I beseech you by the mercy of God.
不是命令的。
It is not a command.
是用神的慈悲来劝。
But to persuade them by the mercy of God.
那神的慈悲是什么？
So what is the mercies of God?
就是罗马书里面讲罪人为义人而死。
That is for the righteous to die for the sinner.
这就是神的爱。
This is the love of God.
这个是整个罗马书里面讲神的爱的一个中心。
This is the central theme of God's love in the book of Romans.
一个无罪的义人为我们罪人死。
For a sinless, righteous man to die for all sinners.
这就是神的慈悲。
This is the mercy of God.
所以我们的生活要怎么改变呢？
So how can we change our lives?
不是被勉强的。
It is not by force.
也不是外在的规条在捆绑我们。
It is not being bound by these external regulations.
是我们的内心被神的爱感动，很自愿的一种改变。
But it is a transformation brought about when we are inspired and moved by God's love.
所以十二章第一节他就讲神的慈悲来劝你们。
Therefore, verse 1 here says that I beseech you by the mercies of God.
那我们常常在讲信耶稣要这样改变，不要抽烟，不要喝酒，要守安息日，要做这个，太多条了。
So when we say we believe in Jesus, we cannot smoke, we cannot drink, we cannot do many things.
那有没有什么很简单的把一句话讲完？
Is there something simpler that we can say?
就是十二章第一节的总结。
And that is in chapter in chapter 12 verse 1.
就是你们把身体献上当作活祭。
That you present your bodies a living sacrifice.
这是圣洁，这是可喜悦的。
That is holy and acceptable to God.
那用这样来侍奉神，这是理所当然的。
And this is your reasonable service.
所以神要我们什么？
So what does God want from us?
神不是要我们的钱啊。
God does not want our money.
神要我们什么？
What is it that God wants?
神要我们本身啊。
That God wants us as a person.
所以要将身体献上，把它当作活祭，把它献给神。
So we need to present our bodies a living sacrifice.
那是这个什么意思？
So what does this mean?
就是从今天开始。
That is from this day onward.
我被神救赎的，属神的，我这要为着神来活。
I have been saved by God, and I must live for Him.
这个最基本的改变。
So this is the basic change in our attitude.
那如果这个最基本的改变过来，
So if we can make this change,
你会发现很多事情都很自然。
Then we'll find that many other things will become very natural.
那如果最基本的改变不过来，
If we cannot make this basic change,
我就是为我自己活。
If we continue to insist to live our own lives,
我有我的理想。
I have my own goals and ideals.
我有我的荣耀要追求。
I have my dreams to pursue.
我摆第一。
I am first in my life.
那接下去我们就发现圣经很多神的要求很难遵守。
We'll find that it is very difficult for us to accept the teachings of the Bible.
因为内心的最深处是以我做中心。
For in the depths of our heart, we are self-centered.
那做活祭献给神，献给神就是变成神的。
So for a living sacrifice offered to God, that means we belong to God.
那从今以后。 神要我怎么做，我就怎么做。
From now on, we must do what God wants us to do.
如果这个心态调整过来，
If we can make this adjustment,
很多事情要做决定，真的是不困难。
There are many decisions will become very easy.
所以保罗为什么他很热心？
So why was Paul so zealous?
就是他对神的爱有感受。
Because he has full comprehension of God's love.
我们来看， 他讲了一句话。
Let us read this verse.
哥林多后书第五章，
2 Corinthians chapter
5, 13节，
verse 13.
哥林多后书第五章13节，
2 Corinthians 5, verse 13.
请读。
For if we are beside ourselves, it is for God, or if we are of sound mind, it is for you.
保罗说， 我们若癫狂是为神。
Here Paul says that if we are beside ourselves, it is for God.
什么是癫狂？
What does it mean to be beside ourselves?
被人看起来不正常， 这叫癫狂。
To be viewed by others as abnormal.
那保罗在一般人看起来是不正常的。
In the eyes of others, Paul was not normal.
因为在当时主耶稣是很羞辱的一个人。
For the time, to believe in Jesus, it is a great shame.
被钉十字架的一个人。
He was one who was crucified.
被贴上一个标签， 他是违反摩西律法的一个人。
He was being labeled as one who violated the laws of Moses.
但是保罗到处去传耶稣。
But yet Paul preached about Jesus.
不太正常。
He was quite abnormal.
保罗的官位很高。
Paul was very established.
他是工会的议员， 现在的参议员。
He was a member of the Sanhedrin, like a senator today.
这个不要了。
He abandoned that.
当然这个人看起来不正常。
So that was also not normal.
所以他被审判的时候， 他有一个朋友说， 啊， 你学问太大， 所以你癫狂了。
So when he was being judged, people said that you are, your knowledge is too high. That is why you are so, you become insane.
人只看到保罗的外表。
What people saw was only his external factors.
没有看到保罗的心。
They did not see the heart of Paul.
为什么保罗会不正常？
Why was,
被人看起来不正常？
Why was Paul viewed as being beside himself?
他说，我若癫狂是为神。
Paul says that if I am beside myself, it is for God's sake.
神的爱在感动他。
It is because God's love compelled him.
神活在他里面。
It is because God lived within him.
所以他 做很多事情，很多的决定在一般人看起来是不太一样。
So many things that he did was seems to be not normal.
我们今天要怎么改变自己呢？
So today, how can we change ourselves?
就是要被神的爱充满。
It is for us to be filled by God's love.
14节。
Verse 14. For the love of Christ compels us, because we judge thus that if one died for all, then all die. And
15,
and he died for all that those who live should live no longer for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again.
14节、15节在讲两种的生活方式。
Here talked about two types of lifestyles.
一个是为自己活。
One is to live for ourselves.
第二个就是为主耶稣来活。
And the second is to live for Christ.
那这要怎么改变？
So how do we make this change?
这不简单啊。
It is not easy.
14节。
Verse 14,
基督的爱激励我们。
The love of Christ compels us.
有时候我到南非去了，然后发现钱很有力量。
When I was in South Africa, I realized that money carries power.
我们知道南非常常有抢劫，治安不好。
In South Africa, the security is not very good. There is often robberies.
但是最危险的地方最容易赚钱，因为没有竞争。
In the most dangerous areas, it is easiest to make money because there is no competition.
所以最危险的地方都有我们教会的信徒在那里开店。
So in the most dangerous neighborhoods, we have church brothers operating markets.
强的还在那里，他不会走。
After they've been robbed, they continue their business.
前两次还是在那里，不会走。
After being robbed a second time, they continue their business.
为什么？因为没有人敢开店，他敢开店。
Because they're the only ones who are willing to operate a business there.
钱真的很有力量。
So money is very attractive.
但是神的爱应该比钱更有力量。
But yet we should find that the love of God should be even more attractive than money.
有时候我在看开会。
Sometimes I look at meetings.
你要讲到怎么宣道，没有人要讲话。
When we talked about evangelism, no one speaks up.
怎么要来牧养，没有人要讲话。
When we talked about how to pastor the church, no one speaks up.
现在一谈到预算，大家都举手。
When we talked about budget, everyone raised their hands.
哎呀，大家对钱真的是很有兴趣。
Because everyone has take interest in money.
但是真的有力量的，应该是神的爱。
So what is more powerful should be the love of God.
所以如果神的爱充满我们每一个人
，So if we are being filled by the love of God,
我们会很自然的改变。
We will naturally change ourselves.
而且很乐意的改变。
We'll be very willing to change.
而且很彻底的改变。
We'll be able to make a complete change.
今天我们的人生有很多的目标。
Today we have many goals that we have set.
就是缺乏一个目标。
There's one goal that is lacking.
我要为主耶稣做什么？
That is the goal of thinking about what we can do.
这种目标普遍缺乏。
This goal is lacking globally.
来教会坐一坐，就等于说我很好了，不错了，安心是去了。
We come to church and we sit here for a couple hours. We feel content.
我献个十一捐，不错了，我已经献十一捐了。
We offer tithe and we feel that we have done our part.
但是如果我们只教会来坐一坐，献十一捐，这样圣工会发展吗
？But if every one of us just come here and sit and offer tithe, would the church be prosperous?
教会如果要发展。
For the church to be prosperous,
每一个人要有属灵的心智。
Every one of us, we must have this spiritual determination.
要有属灵的目标。
We need to establish spiritual goals.
我要为教会做什么？
We need to think about what must I do for the church.
那怎么能够让这个目标产生在我们心里面呢？
How can we generate this goal in our mind?
就是基督的爱在感动我们。
That is for the love of Christ to compel us.
所以有时候我们发现圣工好像没有力量。
Sometimes we feel that we are powerless.
为什么没有力量？
In spreading the gospel. Why is that?
因为我们的心都在世界。
Because our hearts are being occupied by material things.
怎么让我们的心回到教会？
How can we set our sights and set our mind in the church?
要让神的爱充满。
It is for the love of God to be filled within us.
所以我们要一直祷告，祷告神的爱充满在我们当中。
So we need to pray for the love of God to be filled within us.
你会发现每个人的信仰很活泼。
And we'll realize that every one of us, our faith will be very alive.
因为每个人都有感恩的心。
Every one of us will have a heart of thanksgiving.
每一个人都想要为主耶稣做一些事情。
And we all desire to work for Christ.
这个力量是大的。
So this is a very powerful force.
这一种教会是活泼的。
This type of church is a church that is alive.
所以推动圣工最原始的那个推动力在哪里？
So what is the most fundamental force that drives the church holy work?
神的爱激动我们。
It is by the compulsion of God's love.
神的爱充满我们。
It is by the fullness of God's love.
这一点如果拿掉,
if we take away this point,
就失去了动力,
then we have lost that motivational force.
所以保罗为什么这么热心?
So why was Paul so zealous?
我如果癫狂是为神。
If I am beside myself, it is for God's sake.
这个是今天我们需要有的 属灵的癫狂。
So this is the mindset that we must have.
啊，这样我们才会有属灵的心智。
So that we may have a spiritual mindset.
啊，为神做一些事情。
To do something for God.
啊，那我们再回来看，保罗的心智。
Now let's talk about Paul's other ambitions.
啊，我们来回来看我刚刚读过的，罗马书，15:20。
Romans chapter 15:20.
这里说我立的志向不在基督的名被称过的地方传福音。
I made my aim to preach the gospel not where Christ was named.
就是在没有听过福音的地方我们要去传。
That is that wherever the gospel has not been spread, we must go there and preach.
那今天到底我们的志向要在哪里？
So today, what is our ambition?
我们的志向要去得到那未得之地。
We are to go out and preach to where Christ has not been spread.
就是当约书亚在年纪大的时候。
When Joshua, in his old age,
他所要求的一件事情。
That was what he requested of the Israelites.
我们看约书亚记14:
Let's turn to Joshua chapter 14.
约书亚记14:
Joshua 14.
12:12
Chapter 14, verse 12. Verse 12. Now therefore, give me this mountain of which the Lord spoke in that day. For you heard it in that day how the Anakim was there, were there, that the, and that the cities were great and fortified. It may be that the Lord will be with me, and I shall be able to drive them out as the Lord has said. Joshua at the time was 85, but yet he had a wish to overtake the land that they have not yet overtaken. That's the land of the Anakim.
今天那一块地在哪里？
Where is that land today?
那一块地可能就在我们家庭。
Perhaps that land is within our family.
教会的力量在哪里？
Where is the power of the church?
教会的力量在家庭。
The power of the church is within every family.
如果每个家庭，全家信主。
If every one of our families, our entire family believe in Christ.
全家敬畏神。
If our entire family truly fear God.
全家服侍神。
If our entire family can serve God together,
这个教会是很有力量的。
Then our church will become full of power.
那如果每个家庭都有问题，
If every family has its own problems,
这个教会会失去力量。
Then the church will not be very powerful.
所以我们那一块未得之地可能就是我们的爸爸，我们妈妈。
So that the piece of land that we have not yet overtaken, that could, perhaps that could be our parents,
可能就是我们的配偶。
It could be our spouse.
可能就是我们的孩子。
It could be our children.
我们永远不要放弃。
We should never forsake them.
因为这一块地是神应许给我们的。
But that is the land that God has promised to give us.
来传福音，让人得救，让我们全家得救，这是神的应许。
Preach the gospel so that our entire family can believe this is God's promise.
神愿意人人得救，不愿意有一个人沉沦。
God is willing that everyone may be saved, that no one shall perish.
但是我们需要这个心智。
But we must have this ambition,
好像保罗一样，
just like Paul,
要把福音传给他们，
to preach the gospel to them.
当我们一开始定这个目标，
when we set this goal for ourselves,
很多的事情就跑出来，
then there will be many things that will appear.
如果没有目标，
without an ambition,
觉得什么都不需要做，
there's nothing we need to do.
但是你目标一出来，
but when we set these goals for ourselves,
找这个人来信耶稣。
If we make a goal for ourselves to bring someone to Christ,
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 很多事情一直出来。
We will begin to make a checklist for ourselves.
所以保罗这个心智真的值得我们来效法。
So Paul's ambition, Paul's goals, we can learn from him.
那有了这种心智，
once we have this ambition,
我们一直往心智去努力，
as we continue to make efforts,
这个信仰就有动力。
We find that there is a motivational force in our faith.
这个信仰就有成长。
And our faith will continue to grow.
没有目标的信仰是没有动力的。
The faith that is without goal is not very motivational.
没有目标的信仰是不会成长的。
The faith that is without goal will not grow.
保罗一直到年纪很大。
Paul, in his old age,
他说我不是觉得我已经得着了。
He says that it is not that I have already attained.
我是忘记背后，努力前面。
But as he forget what is behind, he strive forward towards the goal.
要朝着标杆直跑。
He run towards the goal.
那个标杆就是神对他的托付。
The goal it is the work that God has entrusted.
那个标杆就是神对他的应许。
The goal is the promise that God has made to him.
他一直努力。
He continued to strive.
一直他见到神为止。
Until the day that he saw the Lord.
让我们设一个标杆。
And let us make a goal for ourselves.
唱诗。
Let us sing him.
121首
121. Be seated, please.
我们下个月联合布道会会到。
Next month is our spiritual convocation.
我们大家一起来，用神的慈悲感动我们来设一个目标。
Let's all set a goal for ourselves, by the mercies of God.
联恩会，我们最好能够做到三天都参加。
If we can, if at all possible, we can attend the entire 3 days of our spiritual convocation.
教会是神所充满的。
Church is a place that the Spirit of God fills.
所以我们来到教会更容易体会到神的恩典。
So here in church, it is much easier for us to experience Him.
而且这个三天呢，让我们跟世界暂时切断，让我们能够专心来归向神。
In these 3 days of convocation, if we can separate ourselves from the outside world.
这不是勉强，是神的爱在。
It is not by force, but rather by the. Well, it is because we are compelled by God's love.
布道会，让我们每个人试着最大的可能带慕道者来。
You know, evening evangelical services, if possible, let's all try to bring truth seekers.
但是每个人恩赐不一样。
But every one of us, our gifts are all different.
那如果我们带不到，我们本身也要来参加。
If we cannot bring truth seekers, we ourselves should come.
有时候我们常常想，那布道道理，从信主到现在还不懂吗？
Sometimes we think that we have listened to the same evangelical topics since when we were young.
现在有一个慕道者来了，你告诉他耶稣就是神。
And when a truth seeker is here, if you tell him that Jesus is God,
那圣经就在这里，请你翻不出来。
Here's the Bible. Can you turn to the verses?
那所以换我们来讲，我们就知道不是这么简单。
So if we are the ones speaking, we realize that it is not that easy.
所以布道会啊，让我们能够重新来思想我们信主的一些道理。
So when we during the evangelical service, we can we reflect upon these topics.
那以后也有做见证的材料。
So that we have the opportunity and the content to preach the gospel.
我们最后来为联合布道会祷告。
In this concluding prayer, let's pray especially for our upcoming convocation.
求神的爱充满我们。
May the love of God be filled within us and compel us.
让我们为他做一些事情。
So that we can serve Him.
一起来祷告。
来，祝你这样 pray.